Glenn Ewan. A number of fundraisers have been happening in southeast Saskatchewan for Kyla Dyer, a 15-year-old girl from the Glen Ewan area who has a rare disease. Kyla, the daughter of Amy and David Dyer, has been diagnosed with aplastic anemia, a condition that affects bone marrow. She will require a bone marrow transplant. Kyla enjoys riding horses, practicing her trick riding, spending lots of time with her kitties and hanging out with her cousins and friends, states a bio on her for an upcoming fundraiser. On February 19, a fundraiser will be held for the Dyer family at the Lampman Community Complex. Starting at 10 a.m. there will be a breakfast, a live auction and a raffle table. All money will be forwarded to her family to help with medical costs. Tickets are $15 for adults, $10 for those 12 and under, and $5 for children 5 and under. Lampman and area stands by and supports Kyla and her family through this difficult time. The live auction will have a variety of events, ranging from jewelry to food, signs to sports passes and more. Gift certificates and gift cards will also be available. The raffle table will feature baking, toques and more. The auction is expected to begin at 2 p.m. at the curling rink. Janice Bernier, who is a family friend, is one of the organizers of the benefit. She noted that Kyla had a couple of good days recently but still has a long road ahead of her. People are asked to come out and enjoy the breakfast and the auction. An online auction was held last week for the Dyer family and it received excellent support. Also, a supper and dance was held for the Dyers at the Glen Ewan Communiplex on Saturday night. A trust fund has been set up for the Dyers at the Oxbow branch of the Affinity Credit Union. On December 1, 2022, Kyla was treated at the Galloway Health Center in Oxbow for headaches, and she was transferred to Regina, where a CT scan, blood work and a chest X-ray occurred. The results showed her blood work was very low and she was sent to Saskatoon for further testing. More blood work and a bone marrow biopsy occurred. A blood and platelet transfusion were needed. Tests revealed treatment in Saskatoon is needed.